The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Send them all these pictures. I don't have anything to send them.
I need material, right? So if you think about that, what do we need? We need a picture of you in the studio, maybe at O&A, on stage, on a set somewhere, with a camera nearby, like a studio still.
This is Bonnie discussing her website.
Are we on?
I just put us on.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even hear.
We're on the podcast. Rich just told me. I don't know.
I just started it. 30 seconds.
Going.
Bonnie's trying to discuss how to build her website.
Okay, I'll get you some pictures.
She's going to get him pictures.
Okay.
I mean, I don't, I'll
She's
I'll
an
call
adult.
You later and we'll discuss because now we're on the podcast.
Call me later.
She's an adult that doesn't have anything.
I'll give you some ideas.
She's trying to do a website. She's an adult. She's an adult.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
First of all, how do you have Matt's number? You got Matt's number?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
How do you got Matt's number, huh?
I don't know if I do have his number. I have his email.
I'll give it to you. Here's the deal, folks. We set this up. Well, testing 1, 2, testing.
Don't be mad. I just have to return this.
Who is it?
Trying to get somebody for a radio show tonight.
I'll get somebody.
Your friends are dumb.
My friends aren't dumb. Testing. Okay, listen. We set up like... Bless you. Really? So now you're going to just start sneezing.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I've never met anyone who got mad at someone for being sick like you before.
You've been sick for a while.
I've been... Yeah, it's like...
Go to a doctor. That's what doctors are for.
It's been over a week. Well, because it's been traveling.
Quaker?
It started off in my throat. Then it went into my, glands. Then it went into my chest. Now it's like...
Yeah.
Sneezing.
Yeah. That, okay. Hold on. It's Rich.
I guess it's allergies. Maybe.
Rich and the Amish girl. We're doing our podcast.
Why am I an Amish girl?
Because they don't go to the doctors. Well, no, Amish do. Who are the ones that don't go to the doctors?
I'm not even helping you in any way with this thought process. It's like you either know it or you don't.
Oh.
End of discussion.
Lutherans. It's Rich and the Lutherans.
Lutherans.
No, maybe not Lutherans. It's
Didn't you
Mormons.
Just read about it with Prince?
Mormons. No.
Isn't it actually it's the ones who don't believe in doctors at all is those science, what's it called?
Scientology?
No.
Science fiction?
No. Something.
Yes. It's Rich and the Science Fiction Girl. Well, listen, here's our new setup. Here, we are progressing with this podcast, believe it or
not. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Now, when you want to buy something from Amazon, just go to amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com, and you can buy it. You know, we're doing like Dr. Steve is doing. And we are doing Dr. Steve, who has a podcast and does pretty well. You know, it's what gets me? He's already a doctor making doctor money And then he's got to find another way to fucking make more money, you know. And I'm not happy. I'm putting this out there right now, and he might get mad, but maybe I should, you know what? I'm not happy that we don't have any fucking advertisements for over a year. Yeah, since last February. Can you please do this?
I'm trying to find...
I don't care.
It.
Do it after.
I'm trying to find the thing. Why are you getting so
mad?
Well,
no, what are you doing? You're not even doing anything. It's getting me... I'm really getting mad. Who is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, really? You're looking up religious groups from 5 minutes ago? Amazon.rich.
I'll walk out of here, and I won't come back.
Out of the house or the podcast?
There's just the podcast. I don't have anywhere to go.
Amazon.richvoss.com. And then buy
and you're
yourself.
Just sitting here talking about Amazon. So I say, oh, I'll take this moment to look up.
Well, you're supposed to agree or say, yes, people, help us out. I'm trying to tell them that, you know, everybody
Oh,
makes-
I didn't know. Hold up some signs then. How about get a teleprompter in here so I know exactly what to say.
Oh, now you want a teleprompter. We're just working our way... Okay, our next stop is phone calls, taking phone calls.
Our next stop is you get a new fucking co-host.
Oh.
Boom. And then you have to change the name.
What?
My assistant hates me or whoever you get.
Oh. I'm just not, I'm really.
My unpaid co-host hates me.
I'm not happy we have no fucking, that we have no advertisements. The whole world of podcasting is advertisements.
I like it. You know why? This is real. We don't answer to anybody. This is...
Yeah, guess what?
This is us doing it on our own terms.
Yeah, we answer to the...
This is the only pure podcast that you're ever going to hear.
We answer to the mortgage company. We answer to the electric company. We answer to the phone companies. We answer to the car financing. Yeah, good, good. Yeah, good. Well, I would like to see some of those fucking digits that Dr. Steve gets.
Oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit about him and his dumb, you guys better do this, you guys should do that. Here's a way to make money. Guess what, Dr. Steve? We're in it for something else, okay? What? We're in it to try to fix this marriage.
Oh, really?
People are always like, does it help? Does the podcast help your marriage? I'm going to go on record and say I think it makes it worse.
I need to go on record and say it makes it better because it gives us time to talk, which we don't have a lot of time to talk amongst each other.
Are you kidding me? It's all we fucking do. It's just boom, 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 boom.
No.
Every minute of every day.
Amazon.richvoss.com.
It's exhausting.
Let's see a bump in. Let's, please, folks. Just,
are you desperate?
This no, I want to see how this works. I really want to see.
Why don't you just put up a Kickstarter? Sounds like it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but...
I wish somebody a happy birthday, and they said, listen, can you donate to my Kickstarter? No.
It for? If it's for, like...
It's a documentary that they're making.
Oh, yeah,
a movie.
See?
A movie, like, you know...
There's other better things you can do with donating money.
Yeah, like to St.
Like
Jude's.
Like to a podcast.
No, to St. Jude's. That's where
well,
you do...
Well, the thing that we're doing a little differently is you're going to buy something from Amazon anyway. This is a way to kill two birds with one stone. You're basically just getting Amazon to pay us.
Yeah, Amazon.
That's basically what you're doing.
Amazon.richvoss.com. And I also,
Amazon.
You know, I thank people like Rock Bottom Golf or Callaway Golf. You know why? They don't sponsor us.
They send me stuff.
Rock Bottom Golf, Callaway Golf. Although I was playing great golf. I play great 3 days in a row, then I lose it. Great 3 days in a row, then I lose it. And then I'm scared to go out the next day after I lose it. Please, golf people, help me. Help me. I shoot 81, 83, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, right off the hosel.
That's still an 11, 12 handicap. I mean, come on. You're really not a great golfer unless you're getting under 10.
Are you fucking out of your mind? First of all, 81. I shot 81 with three double bogeys.
Next guy I'm going to marry is going to be a scratch golfer.
Good.
I'm just throwing out terms. I don't even know what they mean. I'm pretty sure a scratch golfer means you go par. Hole, hole, hole.
Yeah, you've been fucking par, par, par. Seeing somebody that plays golf already. You know this. You don't just yes. make up terms that are part of it.
Not only have I been seeing someone who plays golf, I'm married to someone who plays golf, you piece of shit.
No.
Like, really?
Yeah, you don't. You think I don't get it? Is that
who
all
do you think I'm seeing?
Now it's Ben.
Ben?
Yeah, our third mic. He knew his way around our house a little too well. when he came over. He knew right where the couch was.
It's a tiny fucking place. Are you out of ear crazy, right?
Amazon.richvoss.com. I'm going to say that throughout the show, and we better make fucking $10,000 this month. We're trying to buy a house.
Or we will do these twice a week. You want to fucking... You don't want to pay? We'll make you listen to more of this shit.
We're trying to buy a house. We're only about $300,000 short. Can you imagine if we, like, if we just said, asked everybody, can you please just send us $10? And we can go out and buy it. That's
what,
our
then
Kickstarter.
Then 18 people would send us $10. Then what?
Oh, whoa. There goes the low number joke again about our podcast.
I believe that we have 18 people listening.
No, we have a lot of people.
We have 18
and
people that tweet us. I think we should read some of the tweets. That should be a thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do it right now.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
People are very happy that I'm bringing...
That was my chair.
People are very happy that I'm bringing a little voice and a little singing back to the podcast.
No.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if the tweets... See.
Let me see. What did I sing last time? Did I sing Our House?
This one's from Ryan... No.
Oh, yeah, right.
Driving from Regina to St. Albert in company truck. No XM. No problem. Thanks, Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. And he's got all these. He's listening to us on demand.
Well, he's listening. That's the radio show. That's not the podcast.
Is it? Because Valentine's Day Live, we did put on the podcast, didn't we?
And we put on radio.
Is this reincarnated?
It was on radio, podcast, everywhere.
Who's blocking me?
Who's blocking you? What do you mean?
That's one of the titles.
Of what? Our podcast?
That he put up.
No,
that he's listening to.
Oh.
I don't remember those. Okay.
I can look them up. They're just titles. Oh, I sang after the gold rush.
Okay. This comes from Cara. Never heard few 24s. Oh, we got a lot of tweets on this. Remember, you were like a few 24s and everybody.
Yeah, are you fucking people stupid? A few 24s?
Multiple 24 years, and how old is this guy? How about few days?
No, a few 24s, okay? Because it's a day at a time, an hour at a time, a minute at a time.
This
all
is
right,
from
so a few 24s.
Cara again. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I say we have 18. When Rich Voss tells Bonnie McFarlane to tell the new listener something interesting, she goes right into couponing.
Yeah.
These
we
are
didn't
old.
Talk coupons. When did we talk coupons?
I talk coupons. That's probably why you don't remember. Because it was me.
All right.
I get a lot of book.
I get tons of stuff.
I'm just, you know.
But here's what I get.
Bonnie McFarlane, we love you. We love Rich Voss too, as long as he isn't listing things.
Listing what? What do I list?
You list. That's how you tell a story.
No, they meant to say lisp.
This comes from Brandon. Rich Voss, between Powerball, Mega Millions, and scratch tickets, how much money do you waste? $100 a week?
I wish it was only 100.
Bonnie better write another book.
Oh, it's probably 300 a week.
Are you kidding me?
200 or 300, big deal.
Richard
Voss, I'm quitting.
That's terrible. Rich and Bonnie, this is from Brian. I really like your podcast. I have your link to Amazon in rotation now with all the other podcasts I listen to.
Well, how do you get these? How do you know? How do you have all the same ones in a row?
What are you talking about?
Like those are, they don't come in a row. So where are you finding them? You save them or something?
I'm scrolling, you. Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking dumb? Are you stupid?
This is the segment called Bonnie Explains the Internet to Rich Voss.
Well, you want me to look through my stuff? Is that what you want? Amazon.
I'm just like, hey, I'm just reading a couple. I just think like every once a month we'll read a couple of. And then people will go like, oh, it's Fokker Man again. Like, then they'll count. They'll be like, she's right. There's 17 or 18 people tops.
There's like, we got
Bonnie McFarlane. Good podcast, except for Rich Voss singing, of course.
Well, that's
caught the deleted episode. And
what's
then he
that?
Says something else about it, but I don't want to get into it. Hey, Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. If you need help with the phone and audio interface, I may be able to walk you through it.
No,
do
they
think,
had to
what
see.
Am I going to do? Like, hey, can you give me your number? Hey, call me at...
No, I
but it's a
all,
lovely it's a lovely
I know what
thought.
The problem is.
Yeah, what?
One thing. Well, I've been getting a lot of I sang, people love my Neil Young because I do sound exactly like Neil Young. Not from Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, just Neil Young. And I sang After the Gold Rush. Man, I'm not slurring as much.
You're not? I hate to see what happened before.
I sang after. So today, a little Our House. You ready?
Stop. That's enough.
No,
that's enough.
Stop.
That gives people a pretty clear indication.
Okay, ready? Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Do you think they'll put you on vinyl?
With two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. And I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire. Man, god damn, do I knock that out. Do I knock that out or what?
So this guy wrote, this guy's a little late to the party, but he wrote, this is Shrink-a-Lot or Syrink-a-Lot.
What's that mean?
A lot? I don't know. So that's it. Mencia and Cook get crucified, but Amy gets a pass. Marin is wrong, and this non-reaction will hurt women comedians. But I just went to his thing to see how many followers he had. And then so that one's to me. This one's to Jim Norton. That's it. Mencia and Cook get crucified, but Amy gets a pass. Marin is wrong, and this non-reaction will hurt women comedians. And then to Rich Voss. So that's it. He just keeps doing it to other people.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
It's also so late. Like,
I'm not Amy's publicist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Anyhow.
It's a non-reaction. I thought she got a pretty big reaction.
Folks, if you're listening and you're buying something, go to amazon.richvoss.com. That's it. This weekend, Thursday and Friday only. Thursday and Friday only. St. Paul, the joke joint. Oh, man. Those are my two hardest letters to say. The joke joint. Say it for me.
The joke joint.
St. Paul, Thursday and Friday.
St. Paul at the joke joint. It's so easy for me. I feel bad. It's like whenever you like...
You know it's easy for me?
Have you ever been following like an old person that's like walking and then you just like zip by them? You always feel a little bad. You're like, look at my legs. They're working so good.
That's one letter.
I'm youthful.
It's because of my jaw structure. That's why.
Oh.
It's the way it is.
Do you want me to punch you in the face and see if that'll help?
No. Just Thursday and Friday, where am I?
Rich Voss is going to be at the Joke Joint this Thursday and Friday. That's in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Get your tickets now. They're going fast. You get them at the door. They're a little bit more expensive. So why don't you get them in advance? I don't know. They usually are. So I just thought.
Next weekend, I'm at McGuire's.
I've been booked somewhere that I didn't ever book.
I think they're just putting your face up there to get people in the door.
Well, they're using the wrong face then, because there's other people who will get people in the door much easier than me.
I'm trying to track down this guy. I didn't try hard, but I will.
I went to his Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to be booked and then have a poster.
And you're not booked up.
And I'm not. I never talked to the
fella. Don't do it. You can't do it. I heard it's horrible.
Well, let me tell you something. That's my bread and butter. Horrible gigs. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's why I get so depressed about comedy.
Did you call Bananas back?
Yeah. I sent them my avails.
Did you work out a price?
They've not gone back to me yet.
Oh. Well, I'm at McGuire's, not this weekend, next weekend, out in Long Island. I think...
When? Next weekend?
Not this weekend, next weekend.
The next weekend, McGuire's. That's a long trip.
That's why I got to get a hotel. I don't know why they don't give you a hotel for that one. Because they think you're from in town or something?
Well, because I think some of the comedians drive there and back to New York.
Well, that's too far.
Well, to New York, it's not that far.
Huh? May 6th and 7th, McGuire's.
May 6th and 7th, Rich Voss is going to be at McGuire's. This whole podcast is just doing Rich's calendar.
Is it?
If you want tickets to McGuire's, get them now, because that room will sell out.
That's a fun club.
That's a fun club.
So May 6th and 7th.
So May 6th and 7th.
Then I'm in.
Then he's in.
Hold on, the 13th
hold
and 14th.
Hold on, the 13th and 14th. He's got a big date coming up. He's at the
Black Box Theater in Boca.
Black Box Theater in Boca Raton.
May 13th and 14th. Black Box Theater, Boca Raton.
Where's that?
In Florida.
Oh, I was going to say Arizona.
No.
And don't go to the Boca Raton in Arizona. He's not going to be there. He's going to be the Black Box in Boca Raton, Florida.
And then Thursday.
Is that near Disney World?
No. It's on the Disney World's in Orlando. This is on the East Coast. Then the 20th, I'm
in Scranton.
You
know how, like, on...
And the 21st, I'm at Carmine's in Poughkeepsie.
You know how Dan Soder and Big J, they have that show called Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio?
Yeah.
It's a great show, by the way.
It's all right.
Stop it. But they go like this. So, they go, crackle, crackle. That's a thing. Because it's like the crackle of the fire, bonfire.
Yeah.
So... Their fans will say crackle crackle, and they'll be like crackle crackle. Oh. So I was thinking, like, we need something like that.
Oh, how about fuck off, fuck off,
fuck off, fuck off? Nah, not quite right. All it's right, got to be something more marital.
Well, think I'll come up with it after we go over my dates one more time. Where am I this?
Something with a divorce lawyer.
Where am I this Thursday and Friday?
Although I don't like when people say we're going to get a divorce because they don't know our resolve.
Where am I this Thursday and Friday? Let's see if you remember.
This Thursday and Friday, he's at the Joke Joint in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Next weekend, he's on Long Island. He's at McGuire's. Get your tickets now. That show will sell out. And the following week, if you're a little southern...
the Black Box?
You're going to be at the, he's going to be at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton,
the
Florida. FLA, folks.
13th and 14th.
That's the 13th and 14th, just a Friday and Saturday, so...
Oh, shit, then I got like 3 weeks.
That's only four shows. Those four shows at that little Black Box will sell out. Get your tickets now.
Holy crap, and then I got like 3 weekends at home. Nothing, I got to do some New York gigs.
Then he's 3 weekends at our house that's in Hillsboro, New Jersey, so...
Holy fuck, I didn't realize.
We
like,
can
I'm
only have
up.
One guest at a time. We're trying to get a bigger house, we can get more guests, so
I'm
don't even try to come.
I'm like booked up almost a whole year. Year,
your friend Ben came over. You went golfing. It was so weird. I had to tell Raina. I was like, and daddy's friend is coming over. It's so weird. We never have anyone here. Who have we had here to hang out? No one.
Opie came once years ago.
He did?
Just when we played golf.
I don't remember him being
he didn't
here.
Hang out here. He just came by here.
This is probably such slum for him. He's like, what? There's not a bathroom in every room?
I know. You don't have a maid in every room?
He's like, wait, you can hear someone in the other room. Where's
who
your... Yeah.
Who else has been here? Gary Gulman.
Gary Gulman and one of his ex-girlfriends came here for Thanksgiving.
So they're Brian McKim and Tracy Skeen.
I made a great turkey that time.
Brian McKim and Tracy Skeen came here.
Brian McKim and Tracy Skeen, yes.
I think they came here twice.
Well, I made a really bad dinner that time.
They don't have Shecky magazine anymore?
Well, it's still apparently up, but they don't do it.
Why not?
Too much hate mail.
Is that why they'd stop?
I just read a Facebook post yesterday that said that.
From them?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
They didn't like fighting with comedians and, you know, people and stuff.
Then all these new guys came in and pushed them out. Like,
The comics comic.
Yeah. Sean McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the comics comic?
Yeah.
And then,
he's good. He's yeah. very good.
No, I know.
He always gets it up. You got a comedy news story. Boom. He's got it on there.
How do these guys make any money? They're flying to festivals. They're going all over the place. Do you think they have sponsors like we do at Amazon.richvoss.com?
They get like on their site. They get... ads.
Do they?
You, that's where you should put you should.
I'm gonna start doing that on my website.
Get ads on your website.
Google ads or something. Matt said if you put ads and they go to them, you can make like extra money. They click them. Why is your arm so scaly? Oh, my God. I'm welcome to Rich and the Reptile Girl. Let me see you. Look, put some lotion on. Go get some lotion. I can see you being sick on the inside, but not on the outside when you could take care of that.
You're so horrible.
Why?
You're the worst.
Let me see your arms again.
What?
Look how scaly they are.
I'm
holy.
Not.
Oh, my God. So I'm surprised somebody's not holding you up, taking a picture with you.
I do this on purpose.
Who's that?
Never mind. Mind your business.
I'm trying to see if we got
some privacy.
Who is it?
It's not a guest.
Who is it?
You want Jonathan Schmuck? Do you want him on your?
No, I don't. We don't have schmucks on our radio.
No schmucks.
Okay, let's get this thing
just
started.
Just another schmuck.
Let's get this started because we're not going anywhere with this. All it is just all fucking advertisements and my club dates.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I like when you do my club dates.
I tried to talk a little bit about. Ben coming here for dinner.
That. Nobody cares. That was a good dinner.
You don't have.
She whipped up a chicken piccata like that, like it was nothing.
And I
she
was
threw
sick
it together.
Too.
She threw it together like boom.
Salad, piccata. Mashed potatoes, chicken piccata.
Let's discuss
asparagus.
Let's discuss Game of Thrones.
No.
Why?
I don't like doing TV.
Come on. Last night we watched Game of Thrones.
I don't know who anyone
Vinyl
is. Or,
and the
I have no idea what's going on. I forget from last season.
Game of Thrones?
And it's always just like, oh, that's the guy that has no penis. Oh, that's the girl that's always in a bad relationship.
Dragon Girl. What's her name? Felicia?
Oh, my God.
Melicia? No, what's her name? Do you know?
I don't know.
Dragon Girl?
No, it's Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. I was close.
But I think we found out last night that's not really her name. That's like, it means widow, I think. In whatever.
No. Does it?
Didn't they say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I kept reading the thing and then realizing, then looking away and realizing there's more. I was missing a lot of the.
Well, not only that, it's made up language.
No, I learned it. I learned it.
Did you?
Yeah. I spent all last summer learning it. You didn't know what I was doing? I don't even know. I can't even come up with the people.
Well, the thing that I'm happy about is the girl that's been being passed around and raped and destroyed for the last couple seasons was rescued by the tall, blonde.
That was a good moment.
When she was rescued?
Yes.
That was right? That was
yeah.
good.
I mean, I was a little disappointed that she wasn't ripped to pieces by the dogs, but, well.
Then the boy that saved her with no balls that was the original rat.
He's got nothing, I don't think.
Yeah, he was the original rat from the beginning.
Yeah.
But what happened to him? Did he run away? No, he stayed, right? Yeah. He's still there. He's not dead.
No, he's not dead.
Yeah.
He didn't stay.
He tried to take off, and then they caught him, and then the broad with the tall blonde came and saved the day. So he's still in the picture. Then there was a glimpse.
When you said stay, I think everybody thought you meant back at that other castle.
No.
We can't talk about Game of Thrones. We don't know any of the...
And how come they didn't die when they jumped over that wall last year? They threw the girl off the wall, and remember they...
I don't remember that.
It was in the coming attractions. Remember the girl?
The coming attractions.
Remember?
You mean in the previous
episode. Yeah, the previous
in
episode.
The catch up.
Yeah. And the girl, they try to stop her.
It just reminded me, like, when I was a boy, my parents would give me a dime. I'd go. I never missed the coming attractions. With that dime, I'd buy my entrance fee and two big jugs of popcorn.
When they try to escape,
still have some change left over for some penny candy.
So they try to escape. They threw the girl over the fucking wall, and then they fucking jumped off it. How did they not die? Remember?
I don't
you
remember
saw that.
I know, but I don't remember. I watch stuff, and then I don't remember.
Maybe
right
they
after.
Landed on her body. Don't you remember they jumped off the wall?
I don't remember when we were watching it. You can keep asking me. What are you going to fucking start waterboarding me? Do you remember? No, I don't fucking remember. Oh my. She doesn't remember, Sandy. He keeps asking her the same question. She doesn't remember. I don't know what the guy's problem is.
I'll tell you my problem. You don't, you know, I got to keep up with everything. Then yeah. on the Americans.
When we were watching the recap, I kept saying, oh, I don't remember this. Oh, I don't remember what happened there. Oh, I don't remember that. And there's a whole episode you can watch that'll get you up to date, and we don't do that.
There is?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is this an episode of recap?
Yeah.
No. Really? Recap. Well, then why don't we recap?
I said last night, do you want to do the recap?
And I already
you were like,
know.
No.
No, because it's...
You go, we'll figure it out.
What about the American?
And then when they were jumping off, you go, do you remember that? I go, I don't remember that.
I remembered it.
Yeah, and then today...
I don't remember. I don't...
Last night I didn't remember. Then today you keep asking me if I remember.
But why didn't they die?
Effing remember.
Well, did you see them jump in the recap? You
yes,
saw them?
Yes.
Why didn't they die? What's your theory? How come they didn't die?
I don't know. They landed in a tree. I don't fucking know.
It was
we watched
a courtyard.
The Revenant the other night, and that guy would not fucking die. Maybe some people just don't die.
Okay, we liked Revenant, but...
I still don't know what that word means.
Look it up.
Am I allowed to do it now, or...?
No, we'll do it for the next podcast. Bonnie,
okay. This is a cliffhanger, folks. If you want to know what the Revenant means, you must wait. We gotta wait, Sandy! All week!
I think we should start doing two podcasts a week.
I will kill myself. I really will. Like, already I'm like, can we be done? I'm just like trying to keep the energy up. Okay, we did Game of Thrones. Now what?
No, well, let's talk
about Vinyl, the most boring show I've ever watched.
Are you fucking crazy?
I don't like it. I don't know why. It doesn't hold my interest.
It holds mine. It's going to pick up.
Is it?
Everybody says it picks up.
That's what you were saying about that other show. You made me watch like 20 of them, and then I finally was like, no more.
What one that we watched 20 of that we... What?
You ended up finishing it yourself. Remember,
no.
I wouldn't watch it.
I didn't finish it. What one are you talking about?
What one are you talking about?
What one are you talking about? What? Tell me what one. I'm trying to think. You can't think of it. You just made a false accusation. What? There was one that...
This is what I love about you. If I don't say anything and just look at you, you'll just keep talking.
Oh, you're talking about fucking with William Macy?
Yes.
What's that called?
Dumb.
On Showtime?
Shameless.
What did we get through? One season?
I didn't finish.
We got through like...
I can't watch it anymore.
I heard it got good.
Oh my God.
I heard it was real good.
You'll be like 5 minutes from the end and be like, it's going to get good. Trust me, it's going to get good. Like,
well,
I will bail on shit. I don't have time for this shit.
How could it be bad if it's been on that long?
But some people like it. You don't have to like everything everybody else likes. There's somebody out there that's like Shameless. I love that show. And I'm like, good. I'm happy for you.
Well, we didn't like Dexter. We didn't get through the first season.
Yeah, and people were like freaks about Dexter.
You know why we didn't like Dexter? Want me to tell you the reason we hated it? Because we just came off The Wire. And we were done with The Wire, and we're like, fucking, what do we do next? And then we tried to watch Dexter, and it was so hacky compared to The Wire. It was like...
Didn't seem real.
No. You know, like the fucking lieutenant that doesn't get along with the one. It was just so hacky compared to the masterpiece.
My friend was the...
What?
Executive producer on that, so...
Of Dexter?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was bad. It was great.
You just called it hacky.
To us after The Wire. But if we would have gotten into it, I heard it got great. You didn't let me finish.
You're like, I heard it got great. But like, from what? From one of our 17
like, no, from like second
Twitter
season.
People?
No, everybody said how great Dexter was. But we didn't give it a chance.
Not everybody has to like everything.
Who,
so if somebody says it's going to be great, they already like it.
Hey, look, we love Rome, and they only did two seasons of that. Remember how good Rome was?
I liked it.
Or did they
that was
ever,
the same executive producer.
Did they ever finish Borges or whatever the fuck it was called? We never saw the end of that.
No, I like that. You know what was good that we liked?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Henry VIII. What was
They'd
that
They'd always
called?
Go... You know how it ends. We'd be like, we don't know anything.
what was
we don't even
that?
Know what year this is.
What name is that? What was that called?
Henry VIII? No. I don't know. Henry VIII, I am.
I'll sing that. I can do that one good.
Okay.
I'm Enaridi Eighth. I am Enaridi Eighth. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. Cause everyone is Enaridi. Enaridi could have been a Willie or Sam. Or Sam. I'm the eighth old man. I'm Enaridi. Enaridi the Eighth. I am. That was fucking good, huh?
Well,
I'm Enaridi.
Somebody out there I think it's going to get good. It's going to get good.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone is an Enaridi. Enaridi could have been a Willie Olsen. Okay, what was the name of that one? We like that. What's that called? Rumor? No. What the fuck was that? It doesn't matter. What else do we? Did we like? We like
shows that Rich and Bonnie like.
Bloodline. We like.
Bloodline is coming out in May.
How do you know?
And I looked up Netflix.
It's coming out in May?
I think so.
Oh, we're going to tear that around.
Tear that shit up. The second season is not going to be as good as the first. It can't. It just can't. Good luck. Bloodline. But
they killed the guy
that I loved. Even though, I mean, I know I love the bad guy, but I
you love him in real life.
Like, if I met him, I might have to.
He looks like a guy that looks. He looks like a guy that looks yellow from smoking.
Yeah, it's the same reason I like you. You guys have the same quality. It's like
he was in
kind of mean, beaten down. Life hasn't really given you what you deserve.
Your time's up.
And time to go.
He was in that movie, Let It Ride. No, not Let It Ride. About the gambling with him.
Stop. We cannot do pop culture stuff. We don't know. What about the guy with the kind of sandy brown hair and the big nose? Like, you can't.
You know the movie where they were shooting crap?
It's the worst.
I can't believe you watched that on your own. I came home and go, oh, yeah, that was an okay movie. It's all right. And then you go, I liked it because that guy was in it. You've been sneaking movies.
Like, I Googled him. I saw some other movies that he was in and I watched one.
Yeah, but then one time I said, let's watch this. You go, no way.
Well, I didn't know he was in it then.
It was a gambling one. What was it called?
Mississippi something.
Oh, yeah. Something. Now, there's a movie I want to watch, but it's never for rent.
Is this the worst pop culture?
The Messenger.
I can't take
Who's
it.
Who's that guy in it? In The Messenger.
Can you imagine if this was like...
Is that good, folks? Text
what
me.
What if this was just what our podcast was, where we just like went over like pop culture week, but we never knew anyone's name? Or...
But the one, The Messenger with Jeremy Reimer, is that his name?
Renner.
Renner.
I never saw it.
Neither did I, but it looks good, but it's never for rent. You got to buy it for the last like year. How good could it be that they won't rent it? So I keep...
Look on Netflix. Sometimes that happens.
I'm keeping my eye open for it.
I've paid for movies that I found were free on Netflix.
Yeah, and you didn't pay for them. They come on my phone bill. That's what all those movies go to, my phone bill.
My phone bill.
Come on, we got 9 more minutes. Let's talk about something serious.
Oh, my God. Okay.
How could you listen to this if you're at home? Because we haven't really covered anything. The Americans...
Well, usually we have an issue, like something that's bothering us, and then we talk about it, but I don't feel like being that person anymore. I'm not going to find fault with you. I'm just going to accept who you are.
As a person? And live and let live?
I'm going to live and let live. But last night when we played tennis... I got very mad at you.
I was fucking kicking your butt. That's why you got mad, because you're a sore loser. That's what you are.
I mean, you're a loser.
You are, because I was like...
No, but I was getting mad at you before, because everything I did and said, you were like, you were making fun of me. I don't know. I just wasn't in the mood for your bullshit. You wanted me to drive, but then I hate that you just are always telling people what to do. It's what you said your mother used to do, and it drove you nuts.
Can you please stop talking? First of all, why do you listen
See?
To me?
This is the thing, though. You'll say, like, will you please stop talking? And then if I don't talk, you'll be like, aren't you going to talk? I go on my phone. Get off your phone! I'm going to fucking kill you! Then you're, like, on your phone constantly.
No.
Yes.
And what is it saying? Do as I say, not as I do?
No, you're not. Like, that's... Do you think you're the boss of things?
Huh? kind of.
That's what the problem is that you think you're in charge.
I kind of am. I guess someone's got to take control when we do certain things at certain times. Sometimes
will we let you take control? Because otherwise, nothing. Because anytime somebody's like, "Hey, we're going to do this," you'll constantly be like, "Well, let's do this instead. Well, how about this?" Like, you're always got to change it so that you're the one in control.
No,
and that's, I think, something you need to deal with when you go to your next Big Bob Bill meeting, whatever the fuck it's called.
Big Bob Bill?
I'm a friend of Big Bob Bill. Are you a... But I like how you guys say that like it's like some kind of like sly, nobody knows what we're talking about. People know. You a friend of Bill's?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Hilarious. Just hilarious.
Hey, Bill, hi. It's Voss. Hey.
Hey, we're all meeting at your house. Bill.
My left ear's been itching on the inside.
Well, thank you. Good.
Folks, remember this is tick season, so be careful. Ticks are coming out. Lyme disease. So if you want to prevent it, go to amazon.richvoss.com and buy some tick repellent.
Oh, my God.
Do they have yeah, they have that stuff. I don't think it works.
Do they have dick repellent?
I don't know.
Yeah, boom. That's what I'm talking about. There she is, folks.
She did
say something funny, Sandy. He said dick repellent. She said dick repellent. In terms of not a dick like a jerk. You get it? It's pretty. You gotta listen to this one.
I killed her in tennis. I was all over the place. You wouldn't have thought that we had a whole winter off the way I hit those courts yesterday. Huh? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about it's the same as comedy. It's the same as everything in my life where I go, I'm better, and yet I can't fucking win. I don't know how it happens. I don't get it. I'm in better shape.
You're in better shape than me.
I have better... Yes, let's go jog a mile.
That doesn't mean you're in better shape. That means that doesn't mean no. No, that means...
No!
That means you have better stamina.
That has to do with better shape.
No, who has a nicer chest and arms? Look at my arms.
Yeah, but we're talking about tennis.
Yeah.
We're not talking about how someone looks on the court.
Yeah, but tennis isn't just running around. It's technique, too. It's not just running back and forth. It's technique.
I was getting there.
Okay,
go
ahead.
You're arguing already. You're ridiculous. Okay, you're better.
No, let me hear your argument. Let's hear.
I'm in better shape.
Yes.
I'm better conditioned. I have a longer reach. You got tiny little arms.
You don't have a longer reach than me.
You can barely move around the court.
I'm all over.
I am a smarter player. I place the thing where it should go. And yet, I don't know how it happens. Because you get, like, so lucky, like...
I'm lucky?
Yeah, it, like, hits the it, like, goes
one
like
of
this.
Them.
It goes like this on the net, like, back and forth, we're watching. Is it going to plop on my side?
One time that happened yesterday.
All the time, right on the line, just about out. It's, like, constant.
I was making fucking miraculous shots yesterday.
Yes, I don't know why you think the world is against you. When you're playing tennis, you should be like, oh, my God, I am a living miracle.
Are you kidding me? Who is quicker on the court? You say you can run longer, but who's quicker?
No,
me.
I am.
You think you're quicker than me in a race? Are you
crazy? Let's have a race right now.
100-yard dash? Do you want to do 60 yards? What do you want to do?
Oh, what are we going to go back to the 1901 to do the 100-yard dash?
What are we? You don't think they still do it?
They still do a 100-yard dash?
Yes, in the Olympics and everything, in every track and field meet, the 100-yard.
It's always in meters.
No, it is. And you're in Canada, not here. They don't call it a 100-meter dash.
Yes.
That would be horrible. No, but it doesn't even flow. Oh, hey, I was number one in the 100-meter dash. And people go, who cares? If they go,
I always excelled at the 800 meters.
Oh, I was number
pretty far.
One. I was,
400 meters was good. Yeah, you had to sprint for a long time. 800, you could go a little softer at the beginning and then just kick it at the end.
This is why it sounds like if you went to Park Your Car in New York and said, did you put money in the yards? See, some things are right for meters, some things
are. Oh my God. Go shoot yourself in the head. Seriously.
Why?
Because you're dumb.
Hey, officer, I put money in the yards. I put $2 in the yards. Nothing happened.
I'm only going to use metric now from now on.
You don't even know metric, I bet. Explain metric.
Everything's in groups of 10. That's why it's so fucking easy.
In groups of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah? What does that mean?
It means there's like a centimeter is, there's 10 centimeters in a, or maybe it's 100 centimeters in a meter. You know, it's like with it, it's in groups of 10. It's easy.
Yeah, what if something's 13 miles away?
You don't say 13 miles. You never say 13 miles. You say 13 kilometers, or probably more like 16 kilometers, okay?
Yeah, Dennis, if it's 13 miles, but 16, it's just fucking the most ridiculous number system
probably on the planet. No, it's not. It's better.
No, it isn't better.
Okay, let's go Celsius, huh? Let's do that, okay? 100 boiling, 0 freezing. Boom. Done. Everything else is in the middle.
Yeah, see.
You tell me something that's easier than that.
Yeah, the people listening in the lobby. Oh, we don't have a lobby.
What is freezing in Fahrenheit? 32? Some bullshit like that? That makes no sense.
You don't even know when I tell you what the temperature is.
I gotta convert.
Oh, it's the worst system ever invented. That's why America. That's why
80. That's hot. That's a hot summer day.
That's
okay.
It's 75, 80s mild. A hot summer day is 90s. That's why we have progressed so much further than Canada. And I like Canada. I'm not trying to belittle them, but they have not progressed like we have due to their number system. Do you agree?
I stopped listening.
Do you agree or not? That
I don't know what I'm agreeing or not agreeing to. I was thinking about how wonderful it is on a balmy 27 degree day.
Yeah, degree. Not degree is us.
Not you still selfish. Say degrees.
You never go, oh man, he was hot. He had 8 centimeter, whatever. His penis size or whatever. Whoever says that.
If you started measuring your penis in centimeters, you know how much happier you'd be? You'd be like, I got 11 centimeters. Boom.
How was sex last night? Let's talk about
Stop.
That. Let's talk about that.
Stop.
Let's close out with that.
Stop. Do guys get like inch? Like the thing about measuring your penis and knowing how many inches you are, I just feel like it's got to be taxing on some level. Like anytime anybody go, you know, like if it snows 2 inches, suddenly you're like, like you always got to be reminded. Anytime inches comes up, it's got to, you relate to your penis.
Not me. I don't care anymore. It is what it is. It goes, you know.
Because you found somebody with a tipped uterus.
Do you tip in a...
Is this going to be a tipping joke? Or
no. Listen, I got to wrap this up. I'm tired now. I lost all my energy after I sang so many great songs. We didn't even get to talk about vinyl or the Americans. We'll catch up on that next week, folks.
The Americans were way behind, and that daughter, I'll shoot her in the fucking head myself. First of all, why are we cheering for these fucking Russian assholes?
I don't.
I hope they all die of that poison.
Only
goodbye.
Only what's her name? Because she's pretty.
I have dates to plug, but I gotta look them up. So go ahead.
Only because she's pretty, but I can't believe she got divorced to marry her co-star. That's why whenever you do,
I told you that, and it could be bullshit. You didn't even look it up. You don't even know. I could just tell you anything, and then you'll just repeat it.
Did she get divorced to go out
with... I heard that. I don't know if it's true. I think it's true.
Oh, well, I still love her. What's her name? Carrie Russell?
Here we go again.
What's her name?
Carrie Russell.
I bet if we met...
Do you know what she's from? Felicity. Yeah.
I never... What's that? It was a movie, right?
No, it was a TV show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like 90s.
She had wild hair back then. Oh, let me see that. What is it? Go ahead, pick it up.
No.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Lindsay.
Hi.
What? Why is your voice like that?
I thought we were doing a voice.
This is what?
Oh, no, because we're on the podcast.
We're doing our podcast.
We're doing our podcast, and Rich made me pick it up.
Because we have... That's
to
our,
prove that we're friends with you.
And we have celebrities calling us.
Gives a shit if anyone's friends with me?
Yeah. So I tried to tell him that.
What?
She goes, no one gives a shit if people are friends with me. All right, I'll call you back in a bit. Bye.
Oh, that's one of our it's one of our celebrity wise friends. Oh, all right, listen. God. I got to run. This weekend, Thursday and Friday, where am I?
I'm going to be on PBS on Thursday, by the way.
Okay.
Some show.
This Thursday.
One-on-one with Steve Gutenberg? Adubato. Adubato? One-on-one with Steve Adubato.
Perfect.
I got to be there at 10:30.
Is it live?
I think so. That's they want pictures for it. They want, like, some pictures of me on the farm and stuff. I don't have any... pictures. I don't have anything to back up anything.
Go by where you just planted the flowers, and I'll take a picture of you holding a thing.
Okay.
Where am I this Thursday and Friday?
Oh, I'm. I don't have to plug anything.
Just tell me this Thursday.
The stand on Saturday. That's where I'm at.
Where am I this Thursday and Friday?
This Thursday and Friday. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday and Friday of this week, he's at the Joke Joint in St. Paul, Minneapolis. If you're in that area, get your tickets now because those tickets are going fast. The following weekend, if you're around the Long Island area, he's at McGuire's. That's close to Bohemia, something I think. And that room will sell out, so get your tickets today. And in 3 weeks, he'll be at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton, FLA. If you're in the Florida area, I don't know where, what side of the Florida thingy.
What do we? What should we call this? This podcast, Black Box or Amazon.com?
Call it. Go fucking. Oh, we didn't do come up something with our, productive. How about that? Call it. Hey, people. You know what you could do. Spend some time with your kids.
No, we didn't do. We didn't come up
with that. Spend some time with a family member. Maybe you know somebody who's in the hospital. Go by and give them some flowers.
We didn't come up with
a little pep talk.
We didn't come up with our
saying. Go to your neighbor. Tell them how much you appreciate them.
Crackle, crackle. We didn't come up with our crackle,
crackle.
Okay,
let me have to think of one right now. It's got to be something. It's got to be something to do with my wife hates me.
Kramer, Kramer? Like Kramer versus Kramer? I'm biting on my
tears.
I'm
tears. What sound do tears make?
Huh?
Drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
This is My Wife Hates Me. Drip, drip.
Hey, goodbye. Drip, drip.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.